Federal Reserve officials meeting in Washington today decided to hold interest rates steady. The decision to stand pat indicates a majority of Fed policymakers don't think the economy is on the verge of producing higher inflation, as some economists fear. As a result, the benchmark federal funds rate, the rate the Fed was thinking of changing, remains at 5.25%. The prime rate, which is pegged to the funds rate, will also stay put. And for consumers, adjustable rates on everything from credit cards to home equity loans should also remain firm. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Analysts had been divided on whether the Fed would raise rates. There has been conflicting data coming from the economy. Strong growth in the spring and summer, the lowest unemployment in years, and rising wages suggested the Fed should raise rates to slow things down. But recent very weak retail sales suggest the economy may be slowing on its own. Economist David Weiss of the consulting firm DRI McGraw-Hill.
Well, I think the Fed feels that it doesn't have enough reason or at least rationale for raising rates yet. So far, it's true, the economy is going well. The unemployment rate is too low by most economist standards. But the fact of the matter is we're not seeing any inflation yet. And without any inflation, and particularly with the election approaching, I think the Fed decided to duck the issue for another 6 weeks.
Fed policymakers will revisit the issue after the election on November 13th. But Sungwon Son, chief economist at Norwest Corporation, says he thinks there is ample evidence that a rate hike was necessary now.
After all, we have full employment. Wage rates are going up, including the minimum wage, and energy costs are rising as well. So the best news on inflation is behind us. We will see higher wages and higher inflation down the road.
Last week, a news leak from the Fed indicated 8 of the 12 regional Fed bank presidents wanted a hike in rates. Only 5 get to vote at each meeting. Dr. Son says those inflation hawks were clearly overruled by the inflation doves on the 7-member Board of Governors, 3 of whom are recent Clinton administration appointees. Dr. Son believes the economy may pay a price for the decision not to raise rates now because it could force bigger interest rate hikes later and increase the probability of a severe economic slowdown.
If you look at the history of economic recessions during the post-war period, most economic recessions were caused by the Federal Reserve acting too late, too much. And I think we could be replaying that tape once again this year.
But David Weiss says the stakes are not that large.
What the Fed does today is going to affect the economy a year from now. So whether they do it today or whether they do it in November is not terribly relevant.
The financial markets rallied immediately on the news interest rates would not rise, but both the stock and bond markets quickly gave up their gains. I'm John Itzty in Washington.